Hello, and welcome to Articulated Thought. I am your host, Colin, and today we're going to be talking about mindset. Like any episode that I use a word, I will be looking up the etymology. And so the etymology is obviously just derived from mind and set, and it's actually a fairly new psychological term from the 1916. But the definition is essentially habits of mind formed by previous experience. Now, I really like this definition because that's exactly what I'm going to be talking about today. I started my habit journey about a couple months ago, and in the beginning, it was really difficult. I was learning how to do it. I had way too many habits on my list, including brushing my teeth and like various things that I don't really need like a habit tracker for, because I just now I instinctually remembered to do them. And so I reduced my list, and now it's very concise, and it includes yoga and meditating and working out and this podcast and a couple happiness exercises. And all in all, it takes me about 3 hours to finish, but I usually take about 5 because I like meditating more time than I should, and I like to read more than I should, and so I just give myself extra breathing room. And what this does for me is a different story, but the point of the episode is the mindset of it. So in the beginning, I started with, I'll use working out as an example. I started with 100 push-ups and 100 sit-ups. I've expanded this to a lot more different kinds of workouts. But not only that, I've added sets to my original amount of push-ups and my original amount of sit-ups. And it just keeps, I keep pushing myself further. Like, it's now to the point where I'll do my 40 push-up set, which I started with 20 push-up sets, and now I do 40 push-up sets. But I'll even go a little bit farther than that. Like, I'll do like 45 or something, depending on which set I'm in and where how I feel that day. But to me, the mindset has changed so much. Like, it was such a struggle to do 20 push-ups in a row in the beginning, and now I'm pushing myself farther every single time. Not every single time, in all fairness, most of the time. Sometimes it's still a struggle to do 40. I have the mindset shift makes it so I keep pushing myself farther, and I keep not adding things to my habit list, but just making each of those things more evolved and stronger. And part of it is a based on the fact that I've been doing these habits for so long. It's also learning. Like, for example, my walk I used to do before I worked out. And what I've discovered is that actually when I do it in the evening around 6 or 7, it actually makes it so that I can learn more during the evening. I feel pretty good until about 10 that way when I do my walk at that time. And it makes it so that I have an extra, like, about hour where I'm focused on learning. And I used to just, like, veg out, read, and just, like, relax and basically waste from, like, 8 to 10 not doing anything. But now with that walk in the evening, I've shifted my mindset to where I get extra time to learn. And honestly, it's my favorite thing to do, is keep expanding different skills that I have. And so I implore you to figure out what it is that is stopping you from doing particular things and shift your attitude. Sometimes it takes forcing, but with my habit tracker, I have this general rule where I can skip one day, but never two. And I really like this rule because Sometimes I'm just so exhausted. Sometimes I am doing something socially, which takes up most of my day. Sometimes work really kicks my ass. It allows you room to do things differently. I'll give you a real world example, squats. I've just implemented squats in the last two or three weeks. And they really destroy me. And so, I sometimes skip a day and do the rest of my workout because the rest of my workout now compared to the beginning is like a total shift. Like the rest of my workout is easy and I look forward to it actually. I don't think I even imagined the fact that I would look forward to my workout, but I look forward to all my other sets except for squats, and I'm trying to shift that right now. But right now I'm still forcing myself, and I would say that I do 4 days a week instead of every day. And it's compromises. It's knowing that you can't always feel your best, but you can do your best to space out different things. I personally don't like eating before noon. It slows me down a lot. And I would really suggest anyone out there that is looking to tone themselves and give themselves a little bit more energy to look into intermittent fasting. Fasting has really changed my life. I was 230 pounds and I lost a lot of weight by doing intermittent fasting, and it really changed the way that I think about food. It made it so that I'm not doing like late night snacking, but it was an attitude shift as well. Like this one I've been doing for a lot longer, probably about 2 years now, but in the beginning, it was really hard to do. That mindset shift was probably one of the hardest because I really love food. Most people do, but I really love it. And so not eating breakfast, just shifting the way that I thought about my eating habits was a complete change. And so everything gets easier over time, but in the beginning, when you implement new habits, you have to change your mindset to be, you have to shift it and you have to force yourself. But then once you force yourself, in psychology, it says 21 days to make a habit. I honestly think it's like a little bit quicker than that, but I don't know, like, I guess depends what your definition of habit is. And so, I don't know. I would explore whatever you have as your mindset for different things and see which things you're forcing yourself to do still. And just write down everything. So, yeah. I hope everyone has a wonderful day. Take care.